21-year-old Caitlin Steininger started her career as a chef years ago when she didn't like what she was served.
So I've been cooking since third grade because I had to make my own dinners because nobody would cook for me a picky eater's dinner. So that's how the cooking got started. So
what were you making in third grade?
The first thing I made was chicken stock with pasta, and then I added a slice of American cheese, and it was like a macaroni and cheese.
Caitlin's oldest sister, Kelly Trush, tried some of that mac and cheese.
And she's explaining to me in grade school how the noodles are infused with the flavor of the broth, et cetera, et cetera. And making cookies all the time that were in demand for all of our friends who are 10 years older. So to me, it was a no-brainer that she go to culinary school, and hooray that she can follow her passion right out of high school, and that she knew what her passion was so early on. Is very exciting.
After attending the Cooking and Hospitality Institute in Chicago, Caitlin asked Kelly and her sister's friend, Molly Sandquist, to help out with a class she was teaching in Cincinnati.
Where people walked in and looked at her baby face and thought, what? And I just paid for this. And then as they listened to her, they realized, wow, she actually has a lot to teach. Kelly and I looked at each other, whew, we need to get this on the road and see what we can do with this, and it would be a lot of fun.
One of the first things they did was register the website cookingwithcaitlin.com. It features recipes and demonstration videos so people with a computer or iPod in the kitchen can follow along.
Potentially when you're cooking, you'll be able to watch, oh, so this is what she did next. This is what you can expect to do next. This is what you need ingredient-wise next.
Canadian chef James Zutarski, in an article in the Edmonton Sun, says most professional chefs have been using computers in the kitchen, but only in the last 2 years did he see a need for it at home. He recommends the kitchen computer for things like tracking grocery costs, creating shopping lists synced to smartphones, and printing out labels to track freshness. CookingWithCaitlin.com takes it a step further with downloadable podcasts from her website. In this video, with red peppers sizzling in one skillet and the onion slices in another, Caitlin explains how to get the best flavor.
I like to put the two of them together so they can finish cooking and marrying flavor.
The peppers and onions recipe is only one of 40 videos on the website. What about a chicken and waffle sandwich, shrimp piccata, homemade hummus, or candied clementines? Kelly says each clip also covers the shopping experience,
including everything from how to know what different between kosher salt and table salt and where to find it in the grocery store, to how to do your Thanksgiving bird and all the fixins that go along with it. And each of them are, as we like to think, easily digestible little 3 to 5 minute videos.
Molly, the business partner on the team, says the site attracts all ages, but especially middle-aged folks.
It's interesting to see who's paying attention there, and I would say you could categorize more of a demographic around that.
It appears the demographic will be expanding. Cooking with Caitlin does cooking classes, catering, personal chef services, even dog and cat treats. Next summer, there will be a TV show on Fountain Square that will be broadcast on Time Warner Cable and on various websites. Today, Caitlin and her family will be celebrating Thanksgiving early, with each family member making a part of the meal. Then Thursday, Caitlin will be having another Thanksgiving dinner, but with her Aunt Patty doing the cooking. Kelly says they are all thankful for the new company and its success.
Truly, from the start, our goal was to use food as our vehicle, but to celebrate Cincinnati. And we've been able to do it with people around us. It's been really great. We're very thankful for that.
And if you're feeling nervous about the big meal on Thursday, you might want to check out Caitlin's recipe and video for whole roasted turkey with herbed butter.
Hi, I'm Caitlin with Cooking with Caitlin, and today we are here at Findlay Market in Cincinnati, Ohio. For Thanksgiving, if you're not cooking for that many people and you're not interested in buying a whole bird, go to your local butcher and always ask for the turkey breast or turkey thighs. That way you can make great dinner just in smaller portions. Let's get cooking.
For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.